For centuries, Jews struggled to hold on to Torah against all odds. Surrounded by hatred, excluded from society, attacked for their clothing, their traditions and beliefs, they cleaved to their heritage with heroic strength. A new country beckoned with its promise of freedom. But freedom too had its dangers. Some parents dreamed that their children could become real Americans. Public school would open doors for them. They could blend into society and become just another subculture in a land full of immigrants. And blend they did. Nothing is left of the heritage their ancestors laid down their lives for.
Isser Danielovich Dembski became Kirk Douglas. Leo Jacoby became Lee J. Cobb. David Kaminsky became Danny Kaye. Edward Iskovitz became Eddie Cantor. Melvin Hesselberg became Melvin Douglas. Muni Wiesenfreund, a star of the Yiddish theater, became Paul Muni. Emmanuel Goldenberg became Edward G. Robinson. The G was a reminder of who he really was.
And yet, they know almost nothing. Not Aleph Beis, not the simplest law of Shabbos or Yom Tov, not a word of the tefillos that sustained their families for generations.
They are succeeding as their grandparents could never have dreamed they would, ascending to the top of every profession and business. And yet, they know almost nothing. Not Aleph Beis. Not the simplest law of Shabbos or Yontif. Not a word of the tefillos that sustained their families for generations. With nothing to bind them to Torah, they drift away. Intermarriage is the logical next step, and with it comes the death of a family's Jewish future. A people destined to be counted like the stars of the sky sees one after another of its precious stars extinguished. But Ura knows that the light never dies. Our mission to reignite these spiritual lights began nearly 30 years ago with a search for electric menorahs. Then, as today, we find in these homes families who are proud of their heritage, but disconnected from Torah. Our first step is to build trust with our Jewish brothers and sisters living all around us. For all of the doors that never open a crack, one will eventually open, sometimes after months of follow-up. Slowly, patiently, our volunteers search for the spark they know is there. The chance to learn Torah is the key to igniting the spark. And that's why learning is the cornerstone of Ura's Kiruv method. Ahavas Yisroel, love of our fellow Jew, is the key to it all. Our only truly successful strategy is to show care, concern, compassion, and friendship to every member of every family that becomes part of Ura's family. This means taking the time and making the effort to find out what the family needs and how we can help. The key is sincere personal involvement. In order for a family to develop a genuine excitement about their heritage, they need to experience the pure joy of it. And their friends at Ura make sure they have those opportunities.
Hi, Rabbi Mintz and Ura and the whole Ura family. I want to thank you so much for a beautiful Purim Sa'uda and a beautiful Purim celebration. There would not be a Purim without Ura. Thank you so much.
Happy Purim, Chag Sameach. Thank you for having us.
Another vital step in a family's journey toward a Torah life is to discover the beauty and peace of Shabbos. Shabbat with Ura creates a warm, uplifting environment that has inspired many families to bring Shabbos into their own homes.
The rabbis are very nice. They have great speeches. Everyone gets involved and stuff. People ask any type of questions. No one's feels embarrassed at all. So any types of questions about Judaism or something, you can ask it to whoever you want because everyone is ready to answer it.
The feeling of closeness that Ura brings to your household, the feeling of religion that it brings to your household, even if you're not religious, you just need to come and feel how Rabbi Mintz makes you feel comfortable, and it just makes you want to come back every year.
We discovered Ura, Rabbi Mintz, his children. They helped us all throughout the way. They were holding our hand through everything, and now everything is great. Now, I'm in yeshiva already. I'm almost through with Shas by now. It's just amazing. Thanks to Rabbi Mintz.
Yet the only sure way to prevent a generation from being lost to Torah is to reach out to the children and teach them how to live as Jews. Ura asks parents to think about what their children are learning, not just from books, but from friends and the influences around them.
And there's also no drugs over here and crime, like there is in other public schools that I know.
Then we help the parents see that there's a better way. We try to help them catch a glimpse of the rich, productive, and moral life a Torah education will give their children. We let them know that there's a difference. In Jewish schools, their children are not just one in a crowd. Each child is given the special guidance and concern he needs. Parents and teachers work together as full partners.
I tell my parents every day what I learned in school and how it felt, and that I was so happy to learn it, and it felt good knowing every day I learned something new about my heritage. They're happy to see every day I come home with a smile.
This is a step with powerful lifelong impact on the entire family. And it's not an easy step for a family to take. There can be many pitfalls along the way as the children and their parents get accustomed to the different curriculum and structure of yeshiva. Our strength and the cornerstone of our success is our firm commitment to stand by our families every step of the way.
We have a host of other programs, Kiruv programs, to allow them to be able to get involved while they are going to school. And if we don't get a chance to go down to their homes, very often a parent themselves would feel very uncomfortable sending their child to our summer camp. They'll feel uncomfortable themselves to come to our Shabbatonim. But going down to their homes and them seeing that, yes, we understand them, we're here for them, we're not here to change them, and we have programs that they can benefit from that they'll enjoy, very often that will give them the opportunity to discover things they never did before.
Moving beyond the walls of the classroom, we provide tutors to help our newly enrolled children catch up with their Jewish studies. Through our Mishmer program, we cultivate our children's love of learning and give them confidence to succeed. Making the switch to yeshiva is a big transition. Ura is there every step of the way, helping to find the right school, get the child enrolled, and wherever necessary, helping to pay tuition. For children whose parents don't yet understand the obligation to teach their children Torah, Ura becomes the parent. But school is only half the story. Ura works with the parents as well, so that wherever possible, the family can grow together. We help the child live what he is learning in school. We teach women how to make a start at bringing Shabbos into their homes. We bring ritual objects like mezuzahs into the home and teach the family the mitzvahs involved in each. When a family is ready to make its kitchen kosher, Ura is there to guide them through each step. We're not just scrubbing, scraping, and boiling. We're educating the family as well, so that they can take pride in their new commitment.
Oh, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm a contractor, so I started remodeling the house, and we're going to do the kitchen. And I just figured maybe we'll put in 2 dishwashers and 2 sinks. And then I looked at Carrie, and she goes, well, I think we should make a kosher kitchen.
because our children go to religious school.
When the child learns about the Yomen Tovim in school, he is naturally full of excitement. Ura makes sure that he can bring that excitement home. With Ura's volunteer sukkah building program, each child's sukkah creation can be properly admired and displayed.
Thank you, Rabbi Mintz, for giving us the sukkah so we can celebrate the holiday.
As a mother for two kids, divorcee, it was very hard for me to achieve what I got this year, a very expensive sukkah. And I don't know how to say thank you. It's just unbelievable. I'm so happy. And I don't know how to express my gratitude, but really, thank you so much for helping me having my own sukkah. Thank God I don't have to work so hard anymore every year. My children and my neighbors and my family will be very happy to sit here and have a meal with me this year. Thank you so much.
Above all, we offer a way to bring the parents into their child's new world by giving them a chance to learn Torah at their own pace, right in their own homes. Today, hundreds of Torah mates, learning partnerships, are opening hearts and minds and forming lasting bonds with Jews across the country.
Harasi Yetzahara, Ovrasi Lai, Torah Tavu. Torah can have a tremendous hashbah on a person and can lead to wonderful results.
And to I feel today, and it's only a few months in, but I feel today that I have more of that balance that I was looking for. I think we both do. More spirituality. But to become more God-fearing, I think, makes you a stronger person. To keep you on the path makes you a stronger person.
Things which I grew up with, and I've sort of taken certain theories or beliefs for granted, maybe, but in a thought-provoking conversation on a mature level that I get from Hadar and Adam, it allows me to crystallize a lot of things that I know and to be able to verbalize them, and it gives me a deeper understanding, another dimension onto to some of the most important things in my life.
I want to know everything because I want to be able to tell my kids, and I want them to tell their kids, because the only way the Jews are going to survive, you know, is by passing on.
Through this all-inclusive hands-on approach, Ura's children thrive. They find their place in a world rich with Torah learning and Torah values.
American Jews, unlike Jews of many communities, have a very positive attitude to Yiddishkeit. They are not anti-religious. They are just ignorant. They are just not educated, but they love religion.
When the children first come into our yeshiva from Ura, coming in from the public schools, their knowledge of Yiddishkeit is not much. Every single day, you see a major progression in their Yiddishkeit, to the point where nachas is over the top. Every single day, you see them progress a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more. They're asking shailas. They're really interested in what's going on. And by the end of the year, you would never even know that they were in public school to begin with.
Every one of our talmidim, of our students, is today a graduate of major yeshiva high schools and has a Shomer Shabbos home, and many of our Talmidim today are even Rosh Yeshiva. One of them even has a major yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.
But knowledge alone won't capture a child's heart. Through Ura's Chol HaMoed trips, Shabbatons, and Yom Tov gatherings, we instill in our children the joy and fun of a Torah life.
We're a great adventure, we're having fun!
Yeah!
I'm having a great time, and thank you for giving me the great day of my life.
Thanks, Ura, for giving us such a good time.
You know, I am very happy to be part of the Ura family. Look, what a wonderful way to spend our vacation, a Sukkot vacation, getting together, being happy. You know, being part of the Ura family is not for 4 weeks of summer. It's 52 weeks a year. And Baruch Hashem, I'm honored and proud to be part of a wonderful family like this.
I want to thank Ura for making all their reunions and all the other things during Hanukkah, Purim, and Sukkot, and all year around.
The Shabbaton was so much fun, and I can't wait to come here next year. I love Girls On!
Girls On is such an inspiring camp. I had a great time this Shabbos, and I look forward to coming back to next summer. Girls On rocks!
And once the school year is over, Ura's children enjoy a month of summer camp that for many kids sets the tone for the entire school year to come. At our Girl Zone and Boy Zone summer camps, our children thrive in a whole new environment.
I love Ura. It's a great camp.
Ura's the best camp ever!
Girl Zone Rocks is the best place to be.
Our counselors are all warm, enthusiastic volunteers, motivated by the chance to make a difference in their campers' lives. They're not only counselors, but friends and role models who keep up their connection throughout the school year. For Ura's children, summer isn't just a time to enjoy swimming and sports. It's a chance to see what Shabbos is really like, or to learn one-on-one, or discuss the questions in their hearts. Even those who see it firsthand are amazed at the miracles that take place.
They're experiencing the fact that Yiddishkeit is not a set of books. It's not a book of rules. It's not about do's and don't do's. It's about living. It's about who you are, your identity and your attitude and the way you live.
Best day of Girls on the Shabbat. The spirit is lighting up and we all stand on our chairs and we're cheering for Shabbat and everybody's wearing beautiful stuff.
A lot of Yiddishkeit here, a lot of Achdus here, and we're very excited.
This is the best place. We're so happy she's here. Thank you, Ura.
But after their school years are over and the summers of fun are behind them, what happens to Ura's children? Once again, we take their hands and lead them on to the next step. Finally, after a year or more in Israel, the transformation from public school child to mature, committed Jewish adult is usually complete. But there's still one more step, one crucial, life-changing step to take. And that is the step to the chuppah. Ura, like any Jewish parent, takes this responsibility very seriously. Our greatest nachas is in watching these children reach the chuppah, filled with idealism and eigerness to build their own bias neman b'Yisrael.
Ura is presently creating a database encompassing the entire North America, geared to singles of the ages of 18 through 30, those who are totally committed to a Torah way of life and would be utilizing the traditional Shadchan way of meeting other singles. Simultaneously, a growing list of Rebbetzins is taking shape. We anticipate helping many, many hundreds of singles.
Our volunteers have assisted in hundreds of shidduchim, married off dozens of children, and danced at countless weddings. Each is a simcha for Klal Yisrael. And each simcha is made all the more joyous as the young couple brings children into the world. As Ura's family grows, we work hard to keep the bonds strong. No one is forgotten, no one left behind. And that is the message that comes along with each of our gift packages that are delivered to nearly 2,000 families each Hanukkah, Purim, Pesach, and Sukkot. Recipients of these packages and all Ura's services tell their own story.
I want to say thank you. I just thank you for helping us. And without you, I don't know how we could do that holiday. And you send us atrog and a lulav, and we appreciate that.
If Ura had not stepped into these families' lives, the story would have a very different ending. The children would go from public school to high school to college, never knowing that the most essential element in their lives was missing. Adrift in the secular world, many would inevitably drift away from their heritage forever. But Ura rewrites the story, giving it an inspiring new ending. Children who would most likely have abandoned their heritage become the parents of a thriving new generation. Candles that might never have been lit are now shining bright. Brachas that would never have been said are now adding Kedusha to our world. And each day, with each knock on a Jewish door, Ura continues its search for another spark that might just be ready to ignite. But URA cannot do it without support. We've created many innovative ways to draw participation from people all over the country and the world. When you use Cucumber Communications, the Kirby Calling Card, or iCucumber, every penny of profit helps pay an URA child's tuition. Our annual Chinese auction booklet and yearly fundraising campaigns are more great ways to support URA. These are our children, and they can be your children too. Together with our supporters, we are bringing the light of Torah to hundreds of Jewish families each year. But it takes years of patience, commitment, and limitless Ahavas Yisroel to kindle these lights and help them burn brightly on their own. That's what it takes, and that's what URA gives, day after day, year after year, for each and every one of its precious children.